Coach, well, it was offensively. You got to be happy with how your team played. He came out. Tyler Mikkelsen had himself quite the night, 28 points, and he was dialed in, including a four-point play.
Yeah, he is one who can shoot, and he hasn't shown it yet, but tonight he did, and we're lucky he was hot early, you know, and he actually was hot all game, I would say, not just early, but he needed to be, and we needed him to be hot. And then Reggie finally woke up. I don't know what got into him, but he started scoring, and he hasn't scored that much this year, and we need him to fill it up a little bit too. And you know, he's got to handle the ball all the time for us too, so he gets wore out a little bit, and it makes it tough for him to get his shot off because he's too busy trying to get it up the court, because everybody's pressing this year, and I think everybody's pressing everybody. But then, you know, Hunter got going a little bit, and he was a little gun-shy for a while because he got a shot blocked or whatever and didn't make one, and he needs to get rid of that and get out of his own head, so to speak, and just go play. But, you know, we were down 30 to 48, I think. Maybe it was our biggest deficit, or even more maybe. But then we had a little run and ended on a somewhat of a good note other than going too early before the half or the last shot. But nonetheless... They kept battling, and you know, and I can't say anything about their effort. It was fine. They're working hard. They just got to work a little smarter and be able to put the ball in the hole a little bit. And we got a guard for good. You know, somebody sets a ball screen or does a ball screen handoff, and we sort of just stop in our tracks, and we got to keep with our guy. And so we just told him we got to get back to work with that and keep doing it.
In the second half, it seemed like they started to get more of those drives into the lane for some easy buckets. But for the first half, you didn't give a lot of drive. They were just hitting shots.
That, and I thought they out-rebounded us and Grover got a bunch on the boards, just put backs, because we were just a little weak on going after it. We really didn't go after it like we really wanted to, and they grabbed a few out of our hands, and those are the ones that, you know, the 50-50 balls. We got to get those because we're not a high-powered offense. We got to get those, and we got to hang on to them and make good things happen. You know, we get a couple steals or whatever, and we turn it over, or we get a charge called on us, and those are big times of the game where we're sort of making a run, and we need every possession to count, and we turn it over, and those are the ones that killed us.
Yeah, it just seemed every time you got it within, was it 6-7 points, just you said a turnover, or they would hit a big shot or something would happen, and you just couldn't get over that hump.
Nope, the proverbial hump. We just couldn't quite get over that. But, you know, we kept fighting right up until the end, and we really even haven't worked on, like, fouling at the end of games, but we only had three fouls to get here on the board, you know, and I knew we probably should have fouled a little earlier. But we didn't. You know, you think you're going to, you know, get over the proverbial hump and won't need to foul. But we started to, and we got a steal the one time. We got a deflect, and, you know, people were hitting shots and made it interesting, but not quite where we wanted it to be.
Overall thoughts?
Well, we can't get down that early or that big that early and expect good things to happen. And so we got to just be sharper and be more in the flow. But we're struggling running what we want to run. So we got to take a look at something else and get them loosened up a little bit, like they were in the second half.
Coach, thanks for talking with us. And what do you have coming up next?
Next Thursday we go to Norman County East. So we get three practices in. That'll be good. Just to, like I said, we had a busy week with Monday, Tuesday, Friday games, and got to catch our breath now and get some things figured out and go from there.